Good morning and greetings to all of you as we continue to serve and worship the Lord together. Dale didn't mention anything, but maybe we should pray for him as well. He's suffering from back injury, and if you noticed how he walked off of here, but it's a little bit like an older man. So pray for him as he heals from that, and that he would behave so he could heal. Maybe that's part of it. Anyway, it's good again to be here with you and to worship together this morning. This morning, my subject is on faith, and I don't know what you think of when you think of faith. We've heard a lot. We've talked about faith all of our lives. Faith is essential as Christians. It is a foundational I'm not sure what the right word is, but it is a foundational pillar, I guess, of the Christian life. Because the Bible talks about if we're going to come to God, we're going to have faith. And so you can turn to Hebrews chapter 11. I've been reading in my devotions, I'm going through the Old Testament. And so I've been reading about the last I read was about Joseph's encounter and his experience and being sold to Egypt and being made in charge of Potiphar's household and then the trials that he faced. Earlier about Abraham and his wanderings and what God told him to do and how that Abraham just picked up and moved. And it's just a challenge. And then I think of, what was life like for them? It wasn't real easy. They experienced their day-to-day trials just like we do, I'm sure. There were troubles around, and so on. And this week, if you listen to the news some, and not just this week, but it's been going on, the politics, the things that are happening in our country, and it's disappointing. It's maybe a little scary for some. It can be. It seems like the direction that our government, at least some of the government, wants to go, and some of the things, and just coming through celebrating 4th of July, which is our country experienced freedom from Britain many years ago, and then to think of how our country was founded on the principles that it was founded on. And there are people today in government that are trying to erode, not only trying, but are eroding those values. And so it's like, how did we get here? Can this really happen? How can this happen? And as I thought of that, I thought of, well, what do we need as Christians? What is it that will help us? Because we need not, really don't need to worry much about politics. I'm not trying to, and that's the end of the political scene that I'm going to talk about today. Because you'd all walk out by the time I got done. But we as Christians, what do we do? How do we go on with life? And how do we maintain our faith and our commitment to God through these trying and troubling times? The ungodliness that is in the world or our country, the things that are happening, things that people are doing and boldly proclaiming. And I guess maybe that's the one thing that stands out more than anything else in the past. It's not that sin hasn't always been there and that people have been ungodly. But it's in the boldness that people are willing to proclaim their sin so blatantly and so openly and so demandingly. I guess that is what got my attention more than anything else. That not only opposed biblical truth, but also the constitution of our country. It's alarming and can be frightening unless we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. He alone has proven to be worthy of our trust and confidence. And that's a simple definition of faith, is our trust and confidence in God. Let's read the first six verses of chapter 11. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please God, please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now I want to read that in the Amplified as well. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and a conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and had obtained a good report. By faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous, that he was upright and in right standing with God. And God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gifts. And though he died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking. Because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven, so that he did not have a glimpse of death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony still on record that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. I just like the description of that a little bit clearer, I think, than the King James. And as often when I've read this, you know, we say this is a description of faith here in the first verse in chapter 11, and it is, but do you really understand it? Maybe you aren't as dense as I am. But really, what is faith? By reading that verse, it's like, okay, now what is faith? It's the substance of things, and I like what the NIV and the Amplified, I think most of the other translations use the word assurance. Of things that are hoped for, and the evidence of things that are not seen. Well, none of us were obviously back at the creation. We don't know what took place except what the Bible tells us in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And so someone might say, well, why do you believe that? That sounds like a fairy tale. How could that have happened? And so the people might say, well, you're just believing in a blind faith. You just blindly, whatever people tell you, you're just following that. And in a sense, it may appear that way if you don't have faith of God, if you don't trust in God. But it goes on to say here that God, he made everything we have and see, and including us, from nothing. He spoke it into existence. And he breathed into man and woman the breath of life. So here we are. We're enjoying this creation that God made. Before it says the world was without form and it was void. It was empty. It was dark. Maybe it was just water everywhere. I don't know. But God in his creation, he separated all that. And he made something out of nothing as such. So, I don't think there's a question of anyone here that you don't believe that. But you weren't there. But you believe it. Why? Because you have faith in Creator God. In experiences in your life. And what you have read of accounts of other people, things that have been documented. And even as archaeologists now keep doing things that are revealed of truth. And we know from history that things that have happened, that Jesus said, and the prophets prophesied, they happened. So we know that they are true and they are right. And so we believe them. We didn't see them, but we believe them. And so faith is the assurance that these things happened without a doubt. And we have confidence in God that he could do that and that he did do that. And that he's still doing great things. As bad as our country, our world is in, God can still do some great miracle things, and I believe he will. If we trust him, if we serve him, if we follow him the way that he wants us to. If the Christians stand up for truth, God has always honored truth and his people, and he will continue to do that. Doesn't mean that we won't experience some difficult times or hardships. Doesn't mean that. But it means that God will still be faithful to his word in being with us. In the Old Testament, I did some in my studies. I turned to the Holman Bible Dictionary. And there I found that there was the word faith actually only is recorded two times. In according to them, in the King James Version. Now, I understand in the RSV, there's 18 times, and the NIV, 16 times. But there are differences in the translation because of two Hebrew words, and I am not going to pronounce them, and it's simply the different meanings that people get from those. But while the word faith itself is not a common word in the Old Testament, the concept of it is there, in other words. It's threaded all through the Old Testament, even though it is the definition would be in different words, such as the fear of God. That's a very popular phrase in the Old Testament, where the people or the prophets or whatever, they feared God. So that could be translated as faith. Another one is trust. Another one is obedience. And there's probably more. But those are the ones I found. And those are popular and those are important words for us today in our world that we live in as well. God prepared the way for his people in mercy and grace and then called them to obedience. To accept the responsibilities of God's covenant was to trust his word that he alone was God, and to commit one's life to his promises for the present and future. That is faith. So you look at Hebrews 11, and I only read a very small portion, only a few of the people of faith that are mentioned in this chapter. But look at their lives. You know, we don't know a lot about Cain and Abel. But we do know the story of they grew up and they had different occupations. And Abel made an offering to God and Cain brought his offering as well because this is what God wanted. God accepted Abel's, but he didn't Cain's. Cain is recognized as a man of faith. Enoch, another man that we don't know a whole lot about, but he just one day, he was here and then he was there. He was gone. God took him. And again, it's recognized that he was a righteous person, a person of faith, a person of obedience, obviously. And there's many, many more. Sometimes the word faith is used to designate Christianity itself, or that which Christians believe. You know, you've heard people, you've probably told people, keep the faith. Hold on to the faith. Don't give up the faith. So what do you mean when you say that? Well, it's your the Christian life. It's your trust and confidence in God is what you're really saying. Don't give up. Don't quit. And there's a number of scriptures that I have that I could, but I'm not going to turn to them because of time. Acts 6:7 is one. I might turn to that simply because that will give us, it will give you an idea of what they are about. It talks about believing. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. So there are talks about defining what the faith, again, as a religion, or this is what you believe is the faith. Belief, I'm not sure if I got that right or not, I wrote believe, and faith go hand in hand. They're very closely connected. Hebrews, and look at verse 6 here in our in chapter 11 here. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, faith, trust, confidence in God, and believe that he is who he said he is as well. So they go hand in hand, and it is necessary to believe that God is, that God has revealed himself in Christ, and to accept God accepts you. Let me read that again. To have a right relation with God, it is necessary to believe that God is, that God has revealed himself in Christ, and to accept God accepts you. That's probably the last part of that is probably the hardest part for us to get. For us to believe that God accepts us as we are. But we need to do that. Because God said he would. Come as you are. Without one plea, as a songwriter would say. So, faith is trusting. Faith is having confidence in God that what God said is true, what God promised he will do, and we don't have to worry and we don't have to fret. It doesn't give us all the details, but we still trust and we have confidence and we believe. The next part I see is in 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, just a short verse, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Looking at these heroes of faith that we call them in this chapter, in their lives, in the things that they did, how did they display their faith? The Bible says these were people of faith. So how did they display that? How do you display your faith that you have as well? I think it was simply in walking, in the way that they walked before God, in the way that they trusted and had confidence, and they showed that by the way they walked, by the way they lived. Faith is also the living out of the religion. It is Christianity in action. It's one's way of life. It's just, as a Christian, you are a Christian because you believe in God and you've accepted his plan for us. And so ultimately it comes down, well, let me go on here. The song says, "I believe in God," and that just reminds me, Brian, I had a song picked out. You probably have three by now, but if you would like to, we will sing 878 in the Faith and Praise. It's Sweet By and By. I'm sorry. I always write it up in the top of my paper, and I highlight it, and I still don't see it. So maybe it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, something about minds, but we'll leave that. So I sing, I love that song, "I Believe in God." How do people know that I believe in God? Do I walk in or by trusting God? My life, does it show that I trust God? Or am I this person that when you see me, you think, oh, I wonder what he's worrying about now. What's he fretting about? He's all up in a stew. Is that what you think of when you see me? I hope not. But do I display a trust and confidence in God? Maybe the last while, if you'd have been around me, you would have thought that, because it seems like this trip, never done anything like this, never had to plan so much far ahead, and that's not a good thing for me. I don't like to plan things. I like them, we'll do them as we get there and as we go. And so, yeah, it's been a little stressful. But it'll be okay. I have confidence that it will be. I have faith. But how do I reveal? How do I display that? Hopefully in a calm and in a contained manner. But even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, that's what the Bible says in Galatians 3:6 and Romans 4:3. When we believe, we obey. Isn't that why it was counted to Abraham was counted for righteousness, his faith? Because he obeyed. God said, move. I want you to go over there. I'm not telling you where to go. I'm not telling you what it's like. Well, he did say it's a land of milk and honey, at least later on. But this is, I want you to go. And so what's Abraham do? Well, it'd been a little easier in that day, maybe. Maybe not either. You didn't have to worry about a house to sell. You took your house with you, living in a tent. But then you had all these possessions. So you had to get all these people together, gather up the stuff, and let's start going. And you can just imagine that would be stressful too. That would cause you to exercise some faith. God, really? Is this really what? You know, Dawson, you're moving in from Illinois. That's quite a distance, and it's a lot of work on the house, and you got to get your stuff, and man, it takes some faith. It takes a lot of work, too, but anyway, confident. But it's going to work. In a year from now, you're going to look back and say, phew, that wasn't so bad. You'll forget half of it. So that's life. But it's also, well, no, I read that. Sorry. My life, I'm not sure what I did here. When we believe, we obey. My life reveals my faith. Faith is a result of the work Jesus did by his death at or on Calvary and his resurrection from death that gives us salvation, redemption, justification, sanctification, forgiveness, peace, eternal life. Romans 5, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." In conclusion, faith is what we believe. It is Christianity itself, but primarily it is the relationship we have with God through what Jesus accomplished in his death and resurrection. So, what is faith? It is trust, it is confidence, it is obedience to what God has for us. And now at the end, I will give you my title. Encouragement to persevere in faith. That wasn't the plan, but that's the way it worked out. So, anyway, God bless you as you live your faith in a way that you display that to the people that you are around and the things that happen in your life. Shall we stand and turn to 878 in the Faith and Praise? We'll pray and then you can sing. Thank you, Father in heaven, again for your goodness. We thank you for your love, your faithfulness. We thank you for your word that we have to read freely. We can have your word and we can read it. We can study it. You have given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to live within us, to illuminate our minds, to guide us into all truth. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, most of all, for giving your life and being willing to shed your blood for our salvation, for our redemption. Thank you, Jesus, that you arose from the dead and that you are alive forevermore. Thank you that you are coming again to take us to be where you are, and you will come as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Thank you for that. I pray a blessing on each person that is here today. I pray you would go with each one. Keep them in your love, in your care. Help them to walk their walk of faith and to be able to, that people could look and say they are a people of faith. Help us, God, we pray. And it is through the love of God and through the communion of the Holy Spirit that we can do this. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.